What's up, yo? It's Mike again. Yes, Talking Arrow, another episode, finally catching up to the season finale. And I can't do it by myself. Miss Anna B from Australia. You can check her out on Twitter at Traveler15. She and I are big fans of Arrow. And we're going to be talking about the episode that aired, let me see here, May 3rd. It was called Docket 11-19-41-73, episode 21 of season 6. And Miss Anna B is going to kick it off, and then I'm going to give my feels at the end of it. So, Miss Anna B, take it away.
Hi, Mike and everyone.
Hello.
Back for another episode of Arrow, where we see Oliver is up for trial for impeachment and possible life imprisonment, and it's called docket number 11-19-41-73. And with Dios having most of the city officials and the police in his pocket, there is really no way Oliver, I can see, getting out of this one. I do note that it's nice to see the team. They've had their differences with Oliver, but they're all standing behind them and they're going to try and help to get him off. And I think it's nice that they're slowly coming back together. We even see Dig, he's doing everything he can to help Oliver. And I'm glad that fences are slowly starting to be mended. Saying that, I found it a little bit hard to believe that Dig could just parachute into Gaznia and on a solo mission without any backup, under fire, to free a certain person who we no doubt learn later in the episode. So the trial begins, and it's not looking good for Oliver. He's stubborn, he won't make a deal with the prosecutor, and she's very hardcore. I have to say, this season with Dios being the villain, he certainly is a monster, and I think he is probably the worst villain they've had over the seasons. That's for me. Don't know what you think, Mike.
I would agree.
But Dios bringing Renee's daughter into the trial while he's testifying is pretty low, which forces him to confess that Oliver is the Green Arrow. What can he do? I mean, it's his daughter at stake. Dig and Felicity's testimonies, they make it through. But the surprise card is when the Green Arrow jumps through the courthouse roof. And it's Tommy Merlin. Wow, he's supposed to be dead. But he has a story as why he's alive, and actually this is the guy that Dig extracted from Gaznia. It's Chris Chance, who impersonates people, and it clearly did work, and Diaz is not overly happy with that. With that being said, Oliver's lawyer, Jean Loring, she wants to know from Oliver if it's true that he is the Green Arrow, because she has no idea after all these years. And she wants to use him to say he is, to try and get him off. But Oliver doesn't want to use that. And I don't blame him, because it will have repercussions on Felicity and William. There'll be some nut idiot out there who will want to take them out. And we've got Raza. She knew he was the Green Arrow. So if anyone knew he was the Green Arrow, they're going to definitely want to hurt the people that he loves. So with everything that's going on, the last trump for Dias now is Laurel, but she's scared of him, and I think she's had enough of him. And Lance is sort of talking in her mind to say that his Laurel would stand up to him, and she did, but if she got killed, obviously. But Laurel, Black Siren, does go against Dios's wishes and says that Oliver is not the Green Arrow. So, not happy. One person's not happy. So, there is a twist to the very end of this trial. The judge sees reasonable doubt and he actually lets him off. There's no way he would have got off. But we learn that Chance impersonated the judge, and Digger Renee knocked him out, and this is how he gets off free. But Diaz is not happy, and he has the real judge killed. And just at the end of the episode, I'm a little bit disappointed that it didn't happen, but mind you, it's too early to happen. Laurel Black Siren goes to Diaz to try and kill him. She nearly succeeded, but of course he had one step up on her, and now Diaz is out to kill Oliver and anyone who's associated with him. So, not good. So, we have... That's it for this episode. I quite enjoyed it. There was lots of twists and everything in it. But we've got two episodes left, and only two, to stop this monster. So, if the team can all get back together and work together, I hope they can stop him. I do know and hear that there are a few people that may not come out of this by the end of the season. So, yeah, we'll have to see. So, two more to go, and it's getting to crunch time.
That's right. And I'll be right there, Traveler15 on Twitter. Now, for me, for this episode, it was good. It was really good. I thought I was going to be bored because... I saw a courtroom and I was like, oh god, they drag this crap out. And then I made, I don't know if I saw it online or I saw a commercial. I can't remember. And I saw Tommy Merlin and I was like, ah. So it wasn't really. I mean, it kind of ruined it for me, but I don't care about spoilers. But yeah. So I knew that. Okay, it's not going to be a boring episode. Let's see. But speaking of court, my mouth dropped open. Annabee and everybody out there, when Diaz brought in Renee's daughter, because Renee was like, we gonna stay. I was like, damn, everybody's like got Oliver's back. And he was like, you better get with Dana. You better, we all do. And then when he walked in, I was like, oh, damn. Because being a dad of a three-year-old boy and a six-month-old boy, I could feel Renee's pain. And then Oliver just gave him that nod. Like, it's cool, dude. It's cool. But that was effed up. Seriously, by Diaz. I mean, but in Diaz fashion, that is what he does. Tommy Merlin crashing through. I was like, what? Because I have never been a big fan of Tommy since day one. Anybody that has listened to our past podcasts or I tweeted, But yeah, to see that, to see Tommy and then to see the human target take his face off. I was like, oh, damn, I love this dude. I did not see that coming. So that was really cool for the human target to do his special abilities. Not once, but twice. The judge thing, I did not see that coming either. I was with Oliver. I was like, well, how do we get through the, we have the judge? And bam. And the poor judge winds up getting killed at the end. And then Laurel decides, well, evil siren, evil lore, whatever you want to call her, she decides, I'm going to go kill Diaz, which was stupid on her part because it wasn't going to be easy. It wasn't going to be easy. And you would be... I know she was off a little bit in her mind because when she went, and then he fell, I was like, finish him. Like, why are you... And then to go to... Yeah, yeah. She just messed that up. And I'll get to the other part later in the finale. But yeah, I just think... Yeah, Laura got caught slipping, and now Diaz wants to kill everybody that Oliver loves, which this is what I've been waiting for because, of course, leading up to this, you know, since I was behind in all these, I was seeing the commercials, and yeah, Diaz is like, I'm tired. I'm going to do it my way. I'm not going to try to be sneaky about it. I'm just going to kill everybody, and he does, and it's like crazy, but yeah, cool episode, not bad for a courtroom thing. Plenty of turns and twists and all that good stuff. So I agree with Anna. So that's it, people. That's our reaction for this episode. It was episode 21 of season 6. If you want to check out some of our past stuff, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow or audioboom.com and search Talking Arrow, or you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. Go to iwatchmike.com. On the top, you'll see podcasts. Click there and you'll see everything there. My Twitter's there. My Instagram was on the blog. My Facebook, my Snapchat, all that good stuff. And once again, if you want to check out Traveler15 on Twitter, that's Miss Anna B from Australia. So, all right, we'll be back with another episode. Two more episodes. Two more. All right, people. Peace.